And John Henry said to his captain that a man ain't nothing but a man. Oh, excuse me. Hey, could you do me a favor? Hand me one of those, would you?
Oh, sure. What was that?
Relax. It's just a power outage.
Well, how am I supposed to shop for groceries with the lights out?
If you find a way, let me know. Otherwise, show some patience.
Wait, my phone! I can use my phone as a flashlight!
Come on, sit down. You don't want to spend the next hour poking around in the dark.
Okay.
Hey, maybe we should get out of the cold foods closet. Last time this place had a power outage, the doors went down and—
Attention! Emergency power activated. Automatic doors will not open.
Dang, Nabbit.
Are we stuck in here?
For a little while.
But it's cold in here!
Huddle up with me. We'll share warmth.
I hope we're not stuck in here for days.
Listen to you. It's like you've never seen a power outage before.
I haven't!
You must be new in this town. Happens all the time.
Oh yes, Mistress moved here just a few months ago. This is actually my first time in this store. Do you recommend this one?
Well, I shop here, don't I?
Oh, I guess that was obvious.
Here's a little dollop of wisdom for you. You know those cake mixes they sell on aisle 3? You can do better than those. Get yourself one of those cereal boxes, the chocolate ones. And not the puffs, the other kind. There's a cake recipe on the back of those. Just cut the amount of cocoa in half, and I swear to God, it makes a better chocolate cake than anything else I ever found. The first time I fed my mistress a slice of that, she fell in love with me a second time over.
Wow.
How often do you bake for your mistress?
Oh, she doesn't tell me too often.
Sure, but how often do you do it anyway?
You mean outside of her orders?
Just as a pleasant surprise. You do that, don't you?
No.
Ah, that's boys these days. They never take any risks. That's when you make your mistress happiest. It's when you're a step ahead of her. When you give her something she didn't know she wanted.
Wow. That sounds dangerous. If I baked and my mistress didn't like it, she'd spank me.
That I'd like to see.
What else does your mistress like?
What else? Well, she likes foot rubs, nice evenings lying in the hammock together, hiking, too. And she likes her alone time. In between the sheets, she likes it slow. She likes it when I start slow. She likes it when I go slow. And she likes the slow aftercare.
How do you start off?
With a kiss.
Well, of course. I mean, what kind of kiss?
Stand up.
Okay.
You want to know how I kiss my mistress? I'm going to show you.
Oh. Wow. You are aggressive.
Yeah. You and I, we wear collars, but that doesn't mean we have to act like wet rags.
It looks like you've got something more than a wet rag in your pants right now.
Are you using up battery power on that phone of yours just so you can look at my crotch bulge?
I'm sorry, it just...
Hey, help yourself to let my pants down, why don't you?
Oh, I'm sorry, is this all right?
Go right ahead.
Whoa. It looks good.
You got me worked up with all that sex talk.
May I suck on it?
Heh. I thought you'd never ask.
Okay. Here I go.
Whoa. Oh. Oh, yeah, yeah, keep going, keep sucking, yeah, you, you little stud, keep going, keep going,
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh. Wow. I gotta hand it to you, boy. You sucked like a champ. You got me right off.
Thank you.
Don't thank me. You're the one who did me a favor.
Power restored. We apologize for the inconvenience. Have a nice day.
Well, what do you know?
Won't your mistress be mad that you came without her permission?
Well, I guess I'll find that out. Probably the hard way, knowing her. But when I tell her what a sweet little morsel I found here in the grocery store, I think that'll make it up to her.
Wow. You must be a great storyteller.
No, don't you see? What we just did, it's an opportunity she might want to go after.
What are you saying?
I'm saying maybe, sometime later, we can arrange a little show for our mistresses.
Oh my gosh.
Talk to your lady about it. Run it by her. And maybe, just maybe, we'll do this again.
I'll see you around, pretty boy.